Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast on this lovely Thursday, March 19th, 2015. We will be talking about The Offer. And what offer was that? Oh, my goodness. Ra's al Ghul transferring his throne to Oliver Queen. Kind of epic in the DCU. And I love how Oliver tells him, you know, the world's kind of a little bit bigger now, with all these shenanigans such as the Flash out there. It just opened a whole new world. Please call in. We're live right now for the next 27 minutes at 914-338-1036. We are on. We're live. Yes, talking about The Offer. Let's go to the phones. We have two callers now. Let's see from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt al Ghul. What's up?
Matt al Ghul. I love it.
I'm trying to keep my voice down because I'm in a new place now. So, because my roommate's right next door and she's very special. So, you know how that is. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I'm trying to
of
keep
course.
My voice down.
So, Matt, what you thought about The Offer?
Wow. What an amazing opening. I mean, it was sick seeing more of Nana Parbat and boy. Seeing Ra's dressed as the Arrow again, the way we get
yes,
the Lazarus
Pit. Yeah, the big
pit,
reveal.
We get the Lazarus Pit, so we know Tommy is out there. Tommy is a member of the League.
I mean, think about it. Why wouldn't they just dig up Sarah and put her in the pit?
I know. She's getting her own show at some point.
Yeah, so they have to do that. Let's go to the phones. Maybe this person might have an answer from Mary Code 469. Who is this?
Hey, guys. Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe.
What's up? Pretty good episode, man. I really, really
right?
enjoyed it. I have a few,
yeah.
I have a few nitpicks, but for the most part. Hey, Movie Pilot finally got one right. They did. We did get Lazarus Pit, though. They finally got one right.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. One out of what?
A thousand,
okay. Not too bad, but it's a good start. Yeah, so we, okay, on this one we found out that the, you know, that jacuzzi is the Lazarus Pit. And do you think it's the same waters that when Oliver fell? Not the waters. When Oliver fell, he fell onto a cliff, right? And then what's his name pulled him out?
Yeah.
After he got stabbed?
But Tatsu healed his wounds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so he didn't even get close to that.
And then those guys who worked for Ross, because Ross doesn't know how he
survived
his
sword. How about also the team-up between Laurel and Nyssa?
That was
pretty
awesome.
You mean like
yeah, the end. How she's going to train her like she did with Sarah. With Sarah.
I'm
that's
glad because
awesome.
I thought Oliver was going to have to do it. But, hey, if anyone's going to do it, let it be Nyssa. That's cool.
But Oliver's not really still into the fact that Laurel is now the Black Canary.
I know.
I tell you
did
what, man,
catch that?
Can you, Yeah, of course. When he tells her you need training, and she's like, "Why do you keep saying that?" He's like, "When are you going to stop?" And he's like, "When you don't need it, that's when I'll stop telling you need training."
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But what a great opening with Oliver saved Sarah when he shot up into the roof of the warehouse and then they sprung up while the van was swooshing by and then they came back down. That was such a cool scene.
Yeah. That was an awesome opening. I saw that Ballet Fest trailer and that was just a sick opening. And then Lance, was he such a douchebag? Because I saw in the
Do you blame him?
Lance is going to die, guys. He's the one that's going to go at the end of this season.
Yeah. It feels like the writers don't know what to do with him. You could tell. It's just
there's just this presence, like he's going to go. Like his time's almost
done. Yeah, I think so too.
Because his heart condition. Because I thought right when he found out that Sarah was dead, that he was going to have a heart attack and die right there. I mean, what the F, guys?
I agree.
Why is he not forgiving Laurel? I mean, why can't he just...
I know, that's his own daughter.
Exactly.
I didn't get that whole scene. But that one scene when you saw the guys, the bad guys, shooting from the back of that van, that scene was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of great fighting scenes between Nyssa and Laurel when she came storming at her, thinking that she was out of her cage. And then, of course, Laurel got knocked down, but then Speedy came in for the rescue Arsenal, as Oliver calls him, comes in and helps out, and it's really good moves. I mean, even the stunt work, it's like we never see the same hit.
No.
Yeah.
But, and then if you notice with Arsenal, especially his technique in the stunts, he's like swinging his legs back and forth and doing like a scissor kick, and he's a lot more kicking. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and there's like jump curls or like acrobatic.
Yeah, so he's pulling to the whole leg thing, which is awesome. Because, I mean, in every comic book, you always see that leg swoosh, you know?
Yeah.
And then here we get it. That's kind of cool. All right, well, let's go around the room. I want to hear your guys' favorite scene and tell us why. Let's go to you, Matt.
I'd say the part I have quite a few. There's one part we didn't touch base on. Vista confronting Roz. That scene was pretty awesome. You're choosing Oliver Queen over your own daughter.
Yeah.
I love Sarah so much. You never approved, but he survived my sword. And I love that scene. I love the whole dinner scene. And Thea scenes, I'm not digging the whole Thea storyline. It's like she's...
Yeah, what about Thea, guys? Maybe the possible death one.
But I doubt it.
Death in the family. You doubt it?
Yeah,
because there, that guy Charlie from Emergency Awesome Channel on YouTube is saying there's going to be a Death in the Family story plot, and there was this scene in the episode where she had a knife about to kill Malcolm again. but he's just insane. Why can't he just get better and be like an actual normal father? I mean, he's just psychotic. Badass, but I also love the scene when Oliver and Roz are having dinner, and plus he has in the league, he has advanced resources, like, because Tatsu did tell him in order to kill Roz, you have to be like him, be him. But boy, I had no problem with Felicity smoking, but Felicity, she was looking hot.
Felicity.
Yeah, the full-on blonde, her and Ray. I can't wait for next week's episodes when we see the Atom and the Arrow fighting each other.
Yeah, we didn't see the Arrow today in this week's episode. Were you guys bummed about that?
So we didn't see who? Adam?
I mean, Adam,
yeah.
The Adam.
No, because I saw that promo, you know, for next week with the Suicide Squad where they're
Yeah, but he better not be goofy because his whole, hello, I don't know, it kind of it looked goofy. Instead of, he should land hard and be like, I am the Adam, you know, instead of like, hi.
Yeah.
He finds out.
I don't want him to be goofy.
Ray finds out.
Yeah.
Guys, Ray finds out.
You know what I mean, Joe?
Next week's episode.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I know. We know, man. We saw the promo where he finds out about. But.
All right, Joe, tell us what your favorite scene and tell us why.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. The whole, you know, my whole gripe with the whole thing is it's kind of slow-paced. It kind of dragged a little bit, you know?
It did.
But I guess, I mean,
and,
it was so good,
the time, the Hong Kong scenes, I don't know,
oh,
for this
man.
One, it just got in the way.
Waste of time, dude. Completely
showed up.
Just really got in the way.
Yeah, Shadow. Yeah, she was in the flashbacks. But hold on, man. Let me give my favorite scenes. I'm gonna say. Probably the scenes with Ra's al Ghul. You know, at the very beginning, where Oliver's telling him, you know, what if I refuse and all that stuff. That was good. And I also thought the scene with Thea was very powerful, where she was gonna. Well, you know, after Laurel left, she was going to stab, she was going to kill Merlin when he's like, how much did you have left to hear? That was a pretty good scene, dude. That wasn't bad, you know? You know, and you may be right, Jesus. I was telling Chris the other day, I think the people that probably are going to, that may die, it's either going to be Lance, Merlin, or it's going to be Thea. But I think Thea is like last on the list if anyone dies.
Yeah, and I don't think they would kill off Merlin as of yet, because he's been such a puppet master in this whole big scheme.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, even with the earthquake machine.
Yeah, he's kind of calmed down after that. He's kind of like just calmed down from the whole psychotic, not caring a damn about anything, like psychotic killing everyone about, remember how crazy evil he was in season one? Because I just got them watching Arrow season one today. And he's just so psychotic in season one. And now it's like he's an anti-hero.
Oh, totally.
And he's becoming one of my favorite characters. And John, the guy who plays him, said... He wants to be in season 4 and in season 5 for the 100th episode.
Can I throw something out here?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, this show is so dark, and I love it. The only way to wrap up the story at the end, whatever season they end on, 8, 9, season 10, whatever it is, the only way, this show is not going to have a happy ending for Oliver. He's so tortured by darkness, you know, by everything that happened. The only way is poetic justice. He has to die at the end of the series. Oliver Queen has to die. He's going to have to give his life. He is.
That's
Or he does, you know, again, mirroring, you know, his character total mirrors Batman. Do what Batman has done in the past, where if he dies, the image of the Batman is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
So why can't the image
of
the Green Arrow be alive?
Yeah.
You know, like someone else taking the mantle.
But him,
you know, having gone through all this and then still, yes, you're right, the only way he could go is in death. And I think that would be total fitting for that character.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Regarding Thea, I think I'm gonna go back on my little theory there. I don't think they are gonna kill her, because didn't we see recently a mold for her mask?
Yeah, I saw that on Movie Pilot as well.
There you go. Yeah, I think it was Movie Pilot.
Wow.
Yeah, they made a mold of her mask, and they had an image on there.
Wow. That's
so she's going to be like another sidekick. She's going to be the Speedy of the Green Arrow's group.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? It's all come to fruition.
Why don't we just get Detective Lance as a superhero now, too? Just throw him in there.
Right. Okay, mm-hmm. And you're right, Joe. I remember you made a few comments a while back regarding, like, they better not make Supergirl work with her detective dad.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much how it's set up now, you know, to go fight crime.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you know, we got Gotham, yes, crime, cop, detective.
Yep.
We
yep.
got Arrow, detective, now captain.
Yep.
And then we got the Flash. We got detective.
Yep.
What do you think about that, Matt?
I think
too many cops and superheroes related. Why can't it be like Smallville? Have no cops.
Yeah, I'm watching Smallville right now.
That one
no
weird one they had.
I'm at season 7, episode wrap, where Bonnie gets Clark's powers.
Nice.
Remember that weird sheriff, that lady that would always sometimes go over to the house to the Kents?
But that didn't last long.
But I didn't like her, dude. I was like, she's goofy.
She was creepy.
She was.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do with her.
Are we doing Marvel Film Talk ever?
We're going to do it next week.
Okay, good, because I got to wake up early.
All right, cool.
Morning.
Okay, so, all right. So, Joe, I'm sorry, was that it as far as your favorite scenes?
Yeah, another scene that shocked me was when Rage comes in at the end and he tells that guy after he kills all those thugs, he's like,
I was totally like, he's totally going to sabotage the Arrow's image now.
Oliver's going to have to kill Rage. I'm sorry, it's going to have to happen because he's not going
to. How
gonna
does that happen? What? And then here's another thing. Rage has to tell us what timeline we're on, pre-Wayne or after Wayne?
Yeah,
because we need that needle in this timeline. Like, okay, you're here, but what part of you is here? You know, pre Batman or after Batman?
I'm starting to think maybe he's post Batman now. Like, Batman was already around.
Yeah, because if Oliver kills him, then that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is a much more older Ra's al Ghul, and it's different from the Christopher Nolan. Universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way different. Yeah.
I did like.
I was wondering when Oliver was having dinner and, you know, they have the guards there at the palace or whatever. How do they get their funding? Like, who support?
Yeah, that's a good.
Have they touched upon that?
No, I don't think so.
I'm like, who's paying the bills here?
I know.
People got to get paid. All those guards just standing around, you know they're waiting for the paycheck.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. I'm like, wait a minute. Who's the accountant that has to pay them?
Yeah, somebody.
Guys,
got one thing
that still bugs me about Laurel, why isn't she with anyone right now? Felicity is with Ray. Why doesn't she,
yeah, but
like,
you know, it's good that Laurel's by herself. And I'll tell you why, because we were pushed in to force feed her and Tommy's really awkward love because they seem more like brother and sister than lovers.
Oh,
and,
I remember when I was watching.
Yeah, remember how force fed we were on that first season? They're like,
and also,
look, they're a couple. Look.
You know what? You don't want to convolute the storyline with too much relationship triangles.
Right, and
that.
Plus she has a lot to deal with her dad, so that alone is heavy. So I think it's good that they don't have her teamed up with someone else.
Yeah, but
at least
down,
for now.
Don't you think she still loves Oliver like an...
Oh, dude, what if she ends up falling in love with Nyssa and they become a couple? Wouldn't
there
that
you
be
go.
Weird?
Like sister, like
that'd
sister.
Be, yeah,
all right, well, let's go.
Like
let's
Nyssa.
Go around the room. I want to ask you guys, well, what scenes didn't work for you in this week's episode, The Offer? If we were the editors of last night's episode, what would you cut out and why? We're live right now for the next 9 minutes. Our call-in number is 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. If you're a fan, call in. All right. So one of my, I don't know, I would cut it out because it's so unnecessary, and we know it's not going to work out lovely. I would cut out the whole Shadow reveal at the end. It kind of was like,
oh yeah.
Shadow. But then I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, but she's still dead. So why does it matter in the flashback?
Yeah, in the flashback.
And do we care?
Nope.
I mean, hasn't Oliver moved on by now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback on that. But, yeah, I would cut out Shadows. I mean, it was really unnecessary. And the whole Hong Kong scenes, I would cut those out. That's my take. All right, let's go to you, Joe.
Yeah.
You're the editor. You're in front of the Avid right now. Press
well,
delete whenever you're ready.
There's two things. First of all, I would somehow cut it to where it seemed like the pace was being picked up instead of dragging. And I would cut out that ridiculous scene where right after Oliver gets back from Nanda Parbat, and he's like, there's someone out there that's robbing the city, and they need to know that we're still here saving. And then they go check the computer. Oh, yeah, there's a robbery here going on right now. How convenient. How convenient. He says that all of a sudden there's something to take care of, just out of the blue. I was like,
right.
Whatever, dude. You know, in real life, he'd be like, let's go stop crime. And they're like, okay, check the computer. Well, everything's fine. There's nothing. In real life, that's how it would go down. But in the show,
right.
They make it like,
I was like, dude, there's nothing
like,
going on.
Yeah, it's like there's something going down. It was too convenient for me, so I would cut that garbage out. Just show it. Just show the thugs robbing the thing. Don't show it where Oliver's like, let's go stop crime. You know, cut that out.
Yeah, and you know what? They're doing that a lot more now. So you're right. How come they're not on location shooting that stuff rather than just throwing it out? You know, and that's a cheat for the production part of the show. The writers are putting it there, and they could show,
mm-hmm.
you know, video footage or whatever of the crime happening.
Yeah.
But the production is like, oh, no, just stay it here, and then we don't have to go shoot it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's laziness. That sucks.
Yeah. And it saves money, of course, because, hey, you're not shooting the whole crime scene.
Yeah. Wow.
When you could just stay it and then run towards the camera.
Yeah, like, oh, where do we go? Let's go there now. That's where they are. Yeah.
Let's go, heroes!
Yeah, pretty much, that's what that scene was. Yeah, to the
back seat,
Robin.
Total Scooby-Doo. To the mystery machine. And you know they're in the van. And Daphne or Thelma's Felicity, and then Laurel's Daphne or whatever.
Oh,
and then...
Jackie is
and Scooby could be Oliver or Diggle, and then the other
Oliver.
One could be Shaggy.
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
And then Fred is Arsenal. There you go. We got the Scooby Doo plan.
There you go. That's the Arrow Scooby Doo.
And guess what? Warner Brothers owns Scooby Doo also.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing
all right, let's
comic.
Go to you, Matt. If you were the editor, what would you cut out? And tell us why.
Trying to think here. I say the Hong Kong flashbacks, I mean, they were okay, but kind of dumb with Oliver and that Chinese boy.
And that wig does not work.
I don't get the whole China, the Hong Kong flashbacks. I mean, it's awesome to see Amanda Waller. But
Shadow.
Very weird flashbacks. I like the island flashbacks way better. But also the whole Lance thing, Captain Lance, the way he was being and son of a bee to Oliver, to Laurel, to Team Arrow, and Roz is gonna pretend to be the Arrow to get Oliver to join him, and he will. And the way Oliver, in that one scene, he's telling everyone, okay, guys, suit up. Come on, let's do this. It's like he's acting like the Power Ranger. It's more for time. Come on, guys, let's go.
Yeah.
When he was giving people orders. I mean, yeah, he's the big boss of the Arrow team, but I'm just making a joke. But that scene was like...
Yeah, and we're forgetting about the villain of the episode. As we know, Raj is... is the villain overall, but the villain of the week, do you guys remember? Murmur.
Oh yeah. That
yeah.
got
crazy. Yeah, we didn't even touch base on the villain of the week. Why not? Are we
scary.
So distracted with Raj? Is it too
yeah.
much? Did we even need a murmur?
No, not really.
I didn't really care for murmur.
All right. Well, let's
either.
Start with you, Joe. Why? Why didn't we need murmur?
I don't know, dude. I was noticing that too when we were watching it. I was like, I don't even care about this villain storyline. And
yeah,
I
mean, the only thing
so
that I remember from is the mouth being stitched up. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't care. I didn't care about the whole thing. It was like a side story. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get
and
on,
they're like
let's get
robbing on. Banks or something. I'm like, come on. We've seen this.
Yeah. It was just a side storyline to get their minds off of Rob. Get their minds off
yeah.
of that's all it was. All
right, let's go to you, Matt. Well, what do you think on Murmur?
He was kind of dumb. Very weird looking. And
not that memorable.
No.
Not, yeah, some parts of, I mean, the episode was great, but some parts, I mean, certain parts of sites you're not going to remember, but the Raj part's amazing. Everything
yeah.
Raj, not in the part, but by the way, guys, I'm becoming of a huge crush fan on Bissa. My two girls and on Arrow, Felicity Smokin and Bissa Al Ghul.
Miss Al Ghul. Yeah,
yeah,
she's a cutie head.
Yeah.
She really is.
And the way they
yeah.
Make Nanda Parbat look, it almost looks like something off of Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Sort of.
Totally agree. All right, well, let's open the floor to you guys. Anything we haven't touched base upon yet regarding Arrow, now's the time to bring it up. Or if you have any questions to anyone on the podcast, our number is 914-338-1036. Let's start with you, Joe. Anything about Arrow?
Actually, dude, I feel like I pretty much covered everything I wanted to say about the episode. overall, it was a good episode. I give it a 9, or I give it a 4 out of 5.
Ooh, that's
stars.
High.
Pretty good. Yeah, I give it a 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all. Definitely the good.
Wait,
thing
you went from a 9 to a 4?
Well, no, I was going to judge from a 1 to 10, but I was like, why 1 to 10? Just do 1 to 5. 5 is really good,
okay.
So I'll give it a 4. I'll give it a
okay.
4. It was pretty good.
I'm going to give it 3.5. What about you, Matt?
I thought it was awesome. Very good episode. I just can't wait for the upcoming episode. I can't wait for when Laurel...
What would you give it out of 5 stars?
Like 3 out of 4.
I'll say 3.5. On my
I just
end.
But I say cool. It's about time we got the old Thea back when she was finally kissing Roy.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, here we go with
oh,
these
yeah.
two crackheads. These two crackheads are getting back together.
Yep.
So that's good. That's good. Because Roy needs some lemon, right, guys?
He does.
Yeah. And
he's been
very
quiet, though, this past season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he is
and
really quiet.
What happened with Roy? I mean, with his parents or his brother or his mom and dad or sister?
Yeah, there's not that much background. Maybe they might
not
do
yet.
One of the... remember how they did the Felicity profile episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her mom's well, what's it called? The secret...
something? The hot mom?
Her mom's
yeah,
coming
the
back
one with
in
the hot. Yeah. All right, guys, well, we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys so much for calling in for The Offer, Episode 16, Season 3 of Arrow. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Please call in next week as we discuss Episode 17 of Arrow. Matt from Florida, give us your shout-out, sir. Oh, and Matt has dropped out. Okay, Joe, give us your shout-out, sir.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude. I want to thank everyone for listening, downloading, and we're just a couple of fans just talking about the superheroes that we love. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
No problem.
All right, sir. I'll talk to you next week. All right, bye.
Good night.